What up, everybody? It's Cuff of the Vision Lab Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Robert Garcia Agency.
If you're looking for the best insurance and customer service, make sure you pick up the phone and dial 972-645-1844.
Whether it's home, life, or business insurance, Robert and his staff are the best at protecting you and your family.
Once again, that's Farmers Insurance,
the Robert Garcia Agency. The phone number, 972-645-1844. And the website is farmersagent.com/R Garcia. And don't forget to mention the Vision Lab Podcast.
What up? Welcome back to the Vision Lab Podcast in partnership with Nexon Creative. I'm your host, Ryan Cuffey, alongside my co-host, Mr. Ryan Mosley. The Vision Lab is the official growth mindset podcast for all visionaries worldwide, showing mad love to the cigar community. Yo, it's here. Episode number 99. We're knocking on the door of 100, yo, and I'm so excited. We got two gentlemen from New York. Man, I'm super, super excited to have them in the lab, chopping it up with Cuff and Mo. Hey, yo, Mo, who do we have on the show today?
Cuff, today's guests, as you mentioned, are both New York natives. Everyone, please welcome Justin and Eric of the Burn Down Podcast to the Vision Lab Podcast.
What up, and good morning.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate that intro.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for having us.
Absolutely. Big, big fans of you guys. So, in honor of number 99, let's fire one up and talk about what we're smoking and kind of who you guys are, huh?
No doubt.
Let's do it.
So I won't be smoking, but I do have a celebratory cigar for your 99th episode, which we truly appreciate you guys allowing us to be on here. But this is the Arturo Fuente Don Carlos. So one of Justin and I's most favorite cigars. So anytime we're celebrating, this is usually a cigar that's usually being whipped out. So unfortunately, I can't smoke
every day.
You know it.
Yeah. Well, I've got the Tatuaje. Especially, love it. Copa Especial, big, big fan of that. So I definitely want to burn that with the Burn Down Podcast.
So I may not be smoking, but I will be drinking. So cheers to you guys. Cheers to the Vision Lab and the Burn Down coming on here. Cheers to 99.
Amen.
Absolutely. Before we get into it, Cuff, I'm going to take care of people who take care of us.
Let's do it.
Obviously, Edwina Brown and the good folks at Blow and Smoke Cigar Lounge. The address is 215 West Camp Wisdom Road. EB, Devontae, DJ Two Clean, thank you guys for taking care of us. The good folks at Class A Vodka, Crystal and Tim, we can't say thank you enough to you guys. We appreciate all your support. Class in every glass is a slogan, fellas. We'll figure out a way for you to get in contact with them to make sure you get it. Like nothing you've ever had before, we promise.
Right.
And obviously the entire family at Dallas Leaf LLC. Visionaries, those of you who follow the show, if you're looking to get anything done, entertainment-wise, charitable donations and events, if you want your lounge packed out, reach out to the good folks at Dallas Leaf LLC. They will make sure that they show up in numbers. As they say, support is free.
Yeah.
And we can't thank them enough for all the support they've given us over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to give a special shout-out to Adam Haynes, the guy behind the scenes that really helps make this engine roll. Adam, big up to you. You know, you've been a godsend to us. So thank you so much for everything that you've done for TVOP. Obviously, we're looking forward to growing this relationship and growing the podcast with you. So without further ado, we got the Dapper Cigar, a.k.a. Justin, and the Brother Cigar, Eric, here in the lab. So, gentlemen, the Burn Down Podcast, what's it about?
So the Burn Down Podcast is a cigar podcast that aims to bring the feel of a cigar lounge and cigar lounge conversations to the internet audience. So our whole goal is to provide a place that everybody can come to, whether you smoke cigars or not. You can come to us, hang out with us, and it feels like you're just sitting with us in a lounge. Most of the guys that watch us, most of the women that watch us, they do smoke cigars, and they tell us that they feel like they're just hanging with us. Like they're in their own local lounge, sitting with us, chatting it up, talking about life and just having good conversations that we all love.
Yeah, we try to capture that camaraderie feel that we all love and enjoy when we're at the cigar lounge with all different kinds of walks of life. all different kinds of conversations, and we're just trying to encapsulate that in the Burn Down podcast, which I think we do a pretty good job at.
No, I definitely agree. I certainly second it. I came across you guys about 3-4 months ago, maybe 5 months ago at this point. And it's to your point. I mean, I felt like I was talking to my homies that hadn't seen in a while. I love your energy that you guys bring on the show. So to all of our visionaries, if you haven't had an opportunity to check out the Burn Down podcast, make sure you guys follow them on their Instagram page. Also, when do you drop your episodes? Like, how often are they released?
Once a week.
Every Friday. Every Friday.
You do it, hashtag Burn Down Fridays.
Love it. So how did you guys actually get started?
Oh, this is our favorite question.
But, you go ahead, Eric. You tell the story.
No, this is really like one of our favorite questions to ask. So my father, who is actually an electrical engineer, he recruits other engineers at one of the colleges in upstate New York, Rochester Institution of Technology. So he actually found Justin at RIT, which he's an alumni of, and he hired Justin to work with him. And my dad likes to party. My dad likes to have cigars. He likes to drink. He likes to barbecue. So he invites all the coworkers over. And when he first hired Justin, he came over for a barbecue and we just clicked. And we had a lot of that same similarities. We like the same music, the same style with clothing, all the same movies. We know all the same references. So we built a friendship. And you know, it wasn't really anything besides just being friends. We were just like, hey, want to hang out? And that was it. And then Justin started a cigar Instagram probably shortly after we met. And then it wasn't until I moved to Connecticut. I had nothing to do with my time. I like cigars. I just went to Cigar Fest with Justin. I was like, you know what? He has an Instagram. It's kind of cool. Instagram's new. This was about like 4 or 5 years ago. I said, let's make an Instagram. We gained some traction on each of our accounts. And I just said, you know what? Let's try to capture this moment right now, because you never know when this is going to be gone. Like, let's try to do something from this. So first we tried to do a cigar subscription service, which is a lot more red tape and yellow tape and orange tape that you can imagine, especially in New York with taxing and everything like that. So it didn't really work out. And then we take a lot of pictures, obviously, from Instagram. We talk about a lot of cigars. So we said, you know, let's try to make a magazine without all the ads. You know, you got Cigar Aficionado and half the stack is all ads. So I said, let's just put straight content in there. And then we said, who are we kidding? It's the 21st century. No one looks at magazines. Everything's digital. So then we kind of went kind of off for a little bit and just remained to grow our account, our personal accounts. And then my brothers got me into podcasts a lot. They got me into Joe Rogan, Tom Segura, Bill Burr, Joey Diaz, all these comedians. And I watched them on YouTube. And I was like, Justin and I, we're pretty outgoing guys. We like to, you know, have a good time. We like to make a lot of jokes. I said, we're in the cigar lounge all the time. Why don't we just do what we do in the cigar lounge and just bring it to the internet? And then boom, Burn Down Podcast emerged. We're on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, all over. And it's been a fun journey ever since.
Now, how long have you guys been recording and dropping episodes?
Be 2 years in July.
Congratulations to you, fellas.
Yeah, so we're right behind you. I think we're around episode 80. So we're not too far off from you guys.
No doubt. It'll be 2 years for us June 4th. So yeah, June 4th. Literally a month apart. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now, do you guys drop an episode every single week as well?
Yeah, we do. We do an episode every week. We did some spinoffs earlier this year. Actually, we still have it going on. We're Behind the Dollar. I really wanted to, connect with our audience, provide some growth mindset, and talk to people that have done it. And really, honestly, Justin, it's about putting a blueprint out there, right? For somebody to kind of fall, behind. Similar to what Eric was talking about with Joe Rogan and all these other different podcasters, everybody has a story, right? And not a lot of times are the spotlights being placed on, people that aren't the Joe Rogans of the world, right? So we really kind of went at this with the idea of, hey, let's highlight people that are on a, and I don't want to use the word lower level, but your common everyday folks, right? They're killing it in the game, but just don't have the recognition or the notoriety. So we've been, going at that for about a year and a half or so. And I had this idea back in December, I guess it was.
Yes, December, yeah.
And I was like, man, let's do a spinoff, because you know, you're always looking for creative ways to reach audiences, new audiences. And we came up with Behind the Dollar, which is a series, a financial literacy series, focusing on how to grow your money, how to keep your money, how to invest your money, how to, you know, deal with your taxes, a whole bunch of stuff, man. So we started doing that. We did that once a month on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And we'll be concluding that one in next month, actually. And so we got a banger. We obviously don't want to pull back the curtain on that one just yet, but we got a big, big name coming out in April. So Visionaries and Burn Down Podcast followers, make sure you guys check that out in April.
Wow. That's pretty cool. I mean, it's pretty empowering stuff. I mean, it's always good to hear people trying to put information out there that can benefit others. Like what inspired you guys to do this? Like, what's your guys' background?
He and I used to work at the same digital marketing company back in the day. And I had left like a thief in the night. So Christmas break 2018, I was on the way home. I just had my first kid. And he called, he said, "Hey, I got an idea. I want to talk to you about some stuff." I said, "All right, cool." It's like 3-4 days later. We smoked cigars for like 4 hours, mapped out everything. And the show was born that night. I got the original notebook, put everything in. You know, we both have marketing backgrounds, so we shot holes in our own plans. And then we met like another 5-6 months after that. And one day I just told him, I said, "Hey, we've done a lot of planning. We're going to podcast. We actually start podcasting."
Yeah.
And
we've been on it ever since, man. You asked the question, we put an episode out every single Tuesday like clockwork. People know you can bet your house on it. 11:30 Central Standard Time. And I think the only time we hadn't done one was when Kobe passed away. Yeah, Kobe's passing and the week after our first golf tournament. That was it. So other than that, you know, outside of, you know, great athletes passing away, you can bet your house on it.
Yeah.
See, so now everybody's watching. Can on Tuesdays, you can check out the Vision Lab podcast. And then on Friday, you can tune into the Burn Down. Then Tuesday, you go back to the Vision Lab, get yourself on a nice cycle.
Put both of them in your rotation, just like your favorite cigars.
That's right. That's right.
Like Mo said, you can bet your house on it Tuesday and Friday every week.
I love it, man.
I like how you guys did the Behind the Dollar, you call it. I like that because a lot of times, or I find that a lot of people have trouble with that, or they're not taught, you know, in high school, they don't teach you how to budget. They don't teach you how to do taxes. They don't teach you how to finance a car or a house or anything like that. They don't teach you any of the financial skills. The
real stuff you have to learn about.
The real stuff that you need, you know, which is why everybody finds themselves behind the eight ball. So I applaud you guys for putting out something like that, because everybody can use that, you know, whether you have $10, $10,000 or $10 million, You need to have some sort of budget. You need to have some sort of financial literacy. Otherwise, you're not gonna know how to hold on to that. Like you said, it's not about how much you make; it's how much you keep. If you don't know how much, and you don't know how to keep it, then
yeah,
what good is it gonna do?
Most definitely.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, man. I mean, we tried to take real life scenarios, right, and encapsulate that into not necessarily story form, but more interview based. Where we allow someone that's doing it or someone that has done it to say, "Hey, here's what that roadmap looks like. You know, here's some steps that you need to avoid. Here's some things that you need to do to make sure that you are, you know, guaranteeing your success, right?" And that's what it's about, really, is highlighting people, having them tell their stories, and ultimately inspiring everybody to become, you know, the best versions of themselves.
I love it.
With the Burn Down, talk about some of the challenges. And I think, you know, all four of us being in the podcasting realm, right? There's always like the behind the scenes that people don't get on challenges that come to the actual production or getting an interview set up. And like, what are some of the challenges that you guys have experienced?
Oh, geez.
I mean,
Mark, do you want to take this one?
One of them is right now. You know, we've started, you know, about our 15th episode in, we had our first interview, and we didn't know what to use. We didn't know how to interview someone like on the computer. So we would use Zoom, and we had some hard knock life obstacles with Zoom, because we didn't realize you had to press record, and we missed we missed the audio, or the internet connection wasn't good and it didn't record. If we were using FaceTime and screen recording, you had to make sure you were screen recording. And like, there's always ups and downs. We're like, did we get the audio? Did we get the video? Please let it make sure it went through. So, yeah. I mean, that was one obstacle. I mean, I'm sure Justin could hit another couple of them.
I mean, another one would be, is like when you're first starting out is trying to get the rhythm down, right? Like it can kind of scare people at first because they go, oh, I'm not that good on camera. I don't know how to talk to the people, like I don't know what to say. I don't know how to vibe off each other.
Yeah.
And the biggest, I think, challenge that people might face is that, or that we face is like, just do it. Like your first episode's going to suck. It's going to be terrible. The next one might get a little bit better, but it's still probably going to suck. Like, just do it. So we had to like, get into the rhythm. Like if you look back at our first episode, it's just, it's so bad. It's so bad. There's no vibe. Like there's no
personality.
There's no flavor behind it. And it took a little while to get into that, into our, like, I don't want to say characters, but it's almost like we get comfortable with each other, get comfortable with the camera, and get into that rhythm, that feel.
You had to get in your pocket.
Yeah, exactly. You got to get in the pocket. Like the drummers would say, yeah. You got to get in the pocket.
No, I'm laughing tonight. I kind of nudged Mo because, you know, there's a whole bunch of different variances that go into, you know, putting this together that people don't realize. And we did an interview with one of our sponsors, and I guess it was, what, 8 or 9 of them that were there.
Yeah.
And so we had the full setup. Shout out to Dallas Leaf, and I appreciate their patience on it because our XLR cable, one of them
shorted out.
We had no clue. So we go through the entire recording, and it's an hour and a half or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You can go back and check it out. I think it's season 2. But we go back, and I'm doing the editing, and I'm like, I call Mo, and I usually, you know, am editing late at night, you know, 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, bro, I can't fix this. It's literally every other word is choppy or there's static behind it, and it was terrible, man. And it's just, you know, lumps that you have to take as you're growing, right? Like, I think that's one of the things about life that people need to realize is that you're going to struggle through certain things, and it's within that struggle where the growth is. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Like, exactly.
Justin, you mentioned it earlier. Like, your first episode is probably going to be shitty. You know what I mean? But that's okay. You keep going, and you get better and better and better over time, and then you find your pocket. You know, so it's certainly been a lot of fun, a lot of frustrating moments. Reason why I'm wearing a hat is I'm probably losing hair due to some of the stresses that I caused myself, but it's been a lot of fun.
Well, there's that, and then you know, we recorded here with Eric Warfield, and recorded a whole 30-minute segment, a great segment.
Yeah.
And we didn't realize the internet had cut out in this place.
Yep.
Until got done, and we're like, wait a minute, where is the file? And it's nowhere to be found. So I had to re-record that. So yeah, like you said, it's just, you know, you got to take your lumps as you come up, right? You crawl before you walk, and walk before you run.
Yeah.
Yeah. We to be completely relatable, Justin was the magician behind the audio for one episode we had, because we did a interview with New York Knick legend John Starks at his cigar lounge in Connecticut. Well, appreciate you watching. And this is our first in-person interview. We didn't know like anything about like traveling with cabling and cameras. So we had our microphone for Mr. John Starks, and his microphone was way over here, and he's a very soft-spoken gentleman. So the audio was so low, and Justin was working like for hours to pick up that audio. And luckily, he's good enough to get it where it sounded perfect. But me and him were stressing. He's like, dude, I don't know if I can do this. This is crazy. He's like, this is our biggest interview. I'm like, bro, we got to get this up. We were stressing, but we made it. But it's just all grown pains.
I remember just like Googling, because I'm sitting there and I look, and it's funny because Eric had even mentioned it during the episode. He's like, hey, are those audio levels all right? And I'm looking at my computer, and I can see the audio levels. Like, I'm getting signal. I'm like, all right, it's not as loud as ours, but I'm getting signal, so it should be okay. And and then it wasn't okay. And I'm like, damn, man, you said it too. And I even raised his volume up. So I'm sitting there for hours and hours just Googling, like, all right, post-production, like, effects, like, can I put a compressor on it? Can I got to remove the noise. I got to amplify it, but I can't amplify. I'm like going back and forth, just trying everything I possibly can just to get some sort of clarity in his voice. And I found this one, like, article and this one thing, and I did it, and it popped up, and I immediately called him, like, I fucking did it.
Man, I'm telling you, hey, shout out to YouTube as well, because I had a buddy of mine that supports the podcast, and he's like, look, man, everything that I get, I learn from YouTube. And you talk about, like, I use Adobe Premiere, and I think it's great, right? It's got, just like anything, it's got certain limitations, but I don't have a background in like technology or AV or anything like that. So oftentimes, dude, I'm just searching on YouTube and looking at videos, and a lot of times having to go through 4 and 5 different videos just to find the one that fits the problem that you have. So I certainly relate to it. Let me ask you all this. You know, you mentioned the great John Starks. What have been some of the biggest names that you guys have interviewed? And I also know that we have a interviewee that we mutually have done.
Oh, man. So, well, John Starks, Ruben Studdard of American Idol. We interviewed Ruben Studdard. We've had a number of names from the cigar industry, especially on Instagram, that people might have are familiar with. Cigar Lover, big influencer on Instagram. Atlas and Mason, George Loboda. He's a big fashion influencer. And I'm forgetting a couple of other names as well. Ray Cash Care from The Selection, ex-Navy SEAL. Eric, am I drawing a blank? There's a few others that we've had on there as well.
I mean, we had Eric Coleman, who was a 9-year
Eric Coleman, NFL veteran. Thank you very much. I forgot about Eric.
Yeah, he played for the Jets, the Falcons, the Lions, and a couple other like cigar influencers, like The Cigar Culture. Adrian, Ada, the cigar boss lady, Sean, the cigar boss man. That was like our little kick during quarantine. We're like, all right, how can we keep the podcast going? Because we can't be together. How can we, like, because we did like 2 episodes talking about like growing pains. We did like 2 episodes like in our rooms and via Instagram Live, and we screen recorded it.
They were terrible.
Like, they were terrible. And I'm like, dude, we gotta find out a different way, because this is terrible. No one wants, like,
so listen,
it's not the same energy. It's
listen no to this. Energy. So that brings up, you're talking about challenges. So that brings up a funny point. So when we first did, when COVID first hit, and Eric was talking about, we did these Instagram Live episodes. We're like, man, how are we gonna, you know, this is before we like knew about Zoom, and like, how are we gonna put out a podcast? Like, how are we gonna do a video? So we actually made burner accounts on Instagram. So that the two of us could go live with each other, and we post it on the burner account, and then I would watch the live and screen record my phone so that I could get the video of both of us doing the live episode, and then we would post that. So talk about struggles on trying to put something out. I mean, we thought of everything, and I remember taking my phone and putting it in the opposite corner of my house, just to record and leave the microphone on so that it didn't record any other voices, and just letting it run for an hour. I mean, talk about growing pains.
If there's a will, there's a way, gentlemen.
Yep. Exactly.
Hashtag dedicated.
Yeah. So who's this mutual? So who's this mutual interview guest?
Yes.
Oh, our good buddy, the dapper one himself, one Mr. I am Jameson.
Oh, that's right.
About that.
Jameson and the OG from New York Cigar Weekend.
Oh, that was a good one.
I talked to him a few days ago. He said to tell you guys hello.
Man, he's doing good things.
I love him.
That man is traveling all over. I'm jealous.
Oh,
he's actually, we got to give him a big shout out too, because he's the reason that we met John Starks and then got John Starks on the podcast.
That's right.
A huge shout out to the, I am Jameson and the OG.
Yeah, they're a big reason.
Yeah, we're actually lucky. Jameson was in Dallas for his birthday, and we got a chance. Was it his birthday or the day before?
It was the weekend of his birthday, because he started off in Houston with Rich and all that. Yeah, and came up.
So we got to kick it with him and smoke a couple, and we'll get into, you know, how he blessed us later on in the pod here. But big ups to Jameson.
The Lovers team, everybody.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, they do a great job.
So as we kind of push the ball forward, right? Everyone starts with like a plan when it comes to, you know, their show, right? Obviously, you know, you guys heard our story. You know, we set up literally for one night for like 4 hours and just burned through cigars. What has been the hardest part? And I'm not talking about the growing pains, right? But as far as like Corona and everything else and reaching out to guests, I'm sure you guys have kind of experienced some of the same things that we have, right? You know, who do we follow up with? And then all of a sudden you get, you know, a foothold and you're like, okay, well now I get to be a little bit more selective. Can you talk about that process for you guys?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, so, yeah, I think the biggest challenge, I don't want to talk about growing pains, like you said, but I think the biggest thing with that is, yeah, it's just getting out there and messaging everybody, like whoever you want to get on, just message them. And it doesn't matter if they have 10 followers or 10 million followers, just shoot the message out there, because if you don't shoot the message out, then the answer is already no. Like, just get it out there. You know, who knows? Shoot your shot, man. Shoot or shoot. Just throw the messages out there. And, you know, you can always, like you said, you know, you can always be more selective later. Like, to have, if you shoot 10 messages and get 10 responses, that's a good problem to have, okay? As opposed to shooting one message and getting no answers. Like, just it's kind of like sales, like the volumes. And that's not to take away from like all the guests that we have. Everybody's been fantastic, and any guests that you have, it's great to have them on. But yeah, that is a challenge. Is finding guests during COVID was, you know, because some people are busy, some people maybe don't have the time. So just shoot the messages out and see what you get back. Another big behind the scenes, I guess, struggle would be like the social media growth. That's always been a struggle for a lot of people, is trying to, yeah, you have this great podcast. We both have podcasts that we've been working on behind the scenes. We spend hours and hours a week doing these podcasts. How do we get that seen? Like, how do we get the people to see it? How do we get it in front of the right eyeballs? And that's always been a struggle, because the algorithm's always changing. YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever platform you're on, it's always changing. So that's definitely strong. We're still working right now. Eric and I just had a call together right before this, about an hour ago. We were talking about YouTube strategies and growth strategies, how to get the videos to get more views, more subscribers, more likes, to get it in front of more eyeballs. So that's always a challenge.
And the other part, it's, you know, I guess it could be a struggle in a sense, but, you know, it's like a second or third job. I mean, you constantly got to be on social media, engaging, mm-hmm. posting. You got to be working on the podcast, editing. You got to be messaging people, responding. Because like Justin said, it is sales. We're both in sales. It is sales. You know, we're constantly reaching out. We're constantly trying to set appointments with people. And it's just an ongoing grind. And you got to get used, and you got to enjoy the mundane steps to the, you know, the bigger things that it leads to.
Yeah, and I think that
Go ahead.
Okay. I think that like what Eric was saying, is there's everybody sees the 1 hour podcast episode or listens to the 1 hour podcast, but they don't see the 5 hours it takes of video editing. They don't see the 2 hours it takes of audio editing. They don't see the 5 hours a week that you spend social media networking. They don't see the other 3 hours that you spend of DMing and trying to get sales. And they don't see the 5 hours that you spend hour each day talking to each other and mapping out your, like, they don't see the other 40 hours a week that you put in to your entire brand on top of whatever your full-time job is. They only see the 1 hour. I think that's a big, like, wake-up call.
Yeah, you find yourself monitoring your work email account, the show IG DM, the show email account, the Twitter box. Like, you're like, man, I'm keeping up with way too much stuff right now.
And I'm laughing because – verbatim, bro. I mean, like, that is exactly what we have to deal with, like, on a daily basis. But it's a lot of fun, right? Like, it's a passion, and it's a passion project. And so, you know, you certainly, I think the thing is that you want to give your audience something that they can truly, you know, grow from, that they can chew on, that they can be excited about. Hey, next Friday, I can't wait to see what the burn down has to say, right? Like, you just want them to feel the love that you have for what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I certainly, it's funny, dude, because we totally relate to literally every single word both of you guys have spoken about. Obviously, we're still kind of dealing with COVID, right? You know, the vaccines are out. People are getting the vaccines and everything else. And not to go into a political bent or slant, but how has COVID really impacted you guys with the interviews? You know, if you're doing more and more interviews, like how has that affected you guys?
I think it benefited us, honestly, at least in the podcast world, because like I said, it made us have to kind of alter our thinking process of how we could still be able to put out a podcast and be able to put good content out. And, you know, the idea of just interviewing everyone else is home. You know, when we first started doing the stint of guests, it was between March and like May. And it was like every week we were just reaching out. Hey, you want to be on the podcast? Hey, you want to be on the podcast? And it was good because it gave people and the people who watch and people who listen that inside perspective of the people they follow on Instagram. You know, they see the pictures, they see the little clips of videos, but they don't really know who these people are. And it gives a little bit of insight of who these actual people are. And it made it a little more relatable. And we just said, you know, I know Justin and I would always say, listen, if we don't come out better during coronavirus, then we're doing something wrong. Like, we got to be doing something good.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
So that was like our little mantra. I was like, all right, let's just get guests on. Let's just interact with people. Everyone's kind of going crazy because of not being able to speak to other people. Let's try to bring that with like putting guests on the show. And that's the end result.
Yeah, it's funny. Again, I mean, like I would repeatedly say that at the beginning of COVID, like, hey, and this is both from a podcast perspective as well as, you know, anyone's regular 9-to-5 or if they're an entrepreneur, like if you weren't leveraging that time to get better, shame on you. Like, I always say this, like, I feel like God said, look, we need a 20-second timeout. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and make that a full timeout, okay? Everybody take a break. You know, do what you got to do to get recentered, realigned with, you know, whatever higher power you believe in or whatever vision that you have for your life. And so I think there was some benefit, you know, to Eric's point that could come out of it if you dove into it, if you got into the lab, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I agree 100%. I feel like we're all on the same, we all have the same mindset and we're on the same wavelength as we had talked about it too, Eric and I, when we first came out, we're like, all right, listen, like Eric said, we got to figure out a way to get better because having all of this time, like to be by yourself, to be able to work on yourself, to be able to, you know, because the thing is at the end of COVID, when you come out of it, if you didn't have, you know, if you haven't bettered yourself, if you haven't learned a new skill, if you haven't gotten better in some way, then you never lacked time. You just lacked discipline. And that's the biggest thing is it's like everybody says, oh, I don't have the time to do that. Yeah, well, no, you do have the time. Just turn off Netflix and actually work on yourself. But everybody says they don't have the time when, no, they have time. They're just lacking discipline. They don't want to do it. And I feel like Eric and I were on the same, and you guys are on the same wavelength as all of us are saying, listen, no, this is the time where we can't do all of the other things aside from Netflix. You can watch it if you want, but like you can't go out and go party. You can't go to restaurants. You have to stay inside. Well, I'm going to use my time wisely. I'm going to do something. Read a book. Let's grow the Instagram page. Let's figure out ways that when COVID is over, we're ready to hit the ground running and we're going to be better from it.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's been one of those things where, like you said, we're all in the same mindset here, right? When it comes to looking at the future, if you will, of the burn down, what do you guys see? What's the vision?
Oh, okay. Okay.
The Vision Lab wants to know the vision, Justin.
Hey, man, you know, we do this for a reason.
No doubt. So the vision for the Burn Down podcast, we actually talked about this in a previous episode of ours, is that we see ourselves taking this on the road. We want to be able to come to other lounges, and we had talked about COVID not being able to do that. Now that COVID is dying down and people can go out and travel a little bit more, the vision that the Burn Down podcast, what we first see us doing is being able to take this show on the road, going to cigar lounges and interviewing people that are in those lounges, going to cigar lounges and just hanging out with the owner and just having a conversation, just the way that we want to have conversations here and bring it to the internet. We want to be able to do that on the road, because there's so many lounges out there that people don't know about, because they're stuck in their own little lounge, and there could be a lounge right across the way that they don't know about. We want to be able to bring those lounges to the internet audience. So we can, that's one of the things that we had talked about. Is we want to almost take a tour, if you will, and bring the burn down, take a tour bus of the United States and see what lounges there are out there. See what interesting people, because like you said, everybody's got a story, and maybe they just don't have the platform to tell it. But go to any cigar lounge, and there's always a guy in there. You go to the owner and be like, who's the guy with the stories? There's always somebody. There's always a guy that's had one hell of a life, but he's not on Instagram. He's not on YouTube. He doesn't tell the story, but he'll tell it to you if you sit down with him.
I love that.
What about you guys? You said that we were going to ask you some questions. Same question to you. Yeah. What's the vision for the Vision Lab?
Yeah, so I think there are a number of podcasts that are amazing, right? I think everyone has their own their slant, their own bent, their own niche. For us, I want the Vision Lab podcast to be known as for anyone that smokes cigars, or even if you don't smoke cigars, that you come to our show or you listen to our show to be inspired to invoke that better version of yourself, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we're a little bit more fortunate because we're in Texas. We can move around still, and we're still, you know, conducting interviews face-to-face out in cigar lounges. But at the end of the day, man, I just want people, when they think about growth mindset. So let me give you a great example. For me, if I think about growth mindset, I think about Ed Mylett. I think about Tom Bilyeu. I think about
Grant Cardone,
right? Those type of people.
Trent Shelton,
big ups to him, who was on the show. When you hear the Vision Lab, I want you to think cigars, growth mindset at the end of the day.
Mm. That's awesome. I mean,
I like that.
It's essentially, those are two big things that we always talk about and preach about, is obviously the cigars, but we also, we don't emphasize it enough, but we do talk about a lot, you know, just mindset and just being the better version of yourself and just being able to overcome obstacles and all that stuff that comes in. That's why we were attracted to when you guys reached out to us. We said, the Vision Lab, it sounds like something we want to be a part of. Plus they like cigars. How bad could it be? But so, you know, it's cool.
And I'll tell you another thing that I'm, you know, that we're working on. We're working on getting a couple of different things. I would love to see us have like a network, like a true network for all podcasters to be on a network and be underneath this, you know, the Vision Lab network, but you have your own thing. And it doesn't have to be cigars related. Like my wife has her podcast. We were fortunate enough to inspire TNT's Explosion, which is a podcast that was kind of birthed out of, you know, them being on our show and them having conversation. We've got,
Miss Katrina Harvey.
Yeah, and her, what is it,
Seven Figure Girls podcast.
Seven Figure Girls. So, like, we've been really fortunate and blessed to, like, inspire people, and I would love to see that kind of become a network where you can literally tune in to whatever, you know,
whatever your fancy is.
And the other thing is, you know, from a brick-and-mortar perspective, I think it would be super dope to have my own or our own podcast studio in which you can smoke cigars in, right? Because that's one thing that's holding us back. Like, there may be someone that, you know, we want to interview, but, you know, we're doing it somewhere that's not as convenient, where it's not as a controlled environment. So those are the things that we have within our sights that I hope to have come to fruition by the close of 2021.
Yeah,
I think that Eric and I had talked about that too. Is we feel you on the having a spot like a B&M to have interviews, because that's one of the things that we had talked about, where we want to have somebody, we want to be able to bring them into the studio and treat them like royalty, bring them in, set them up, right? If they're from another state, bring them in, put them up in a hotel, have them come to us so that we could do a whole interview. But we're having to do it over Zoom and stuff because we don't have the space. So that's definitely one thing that we had talked about. And I think another thing that we could foresee is that is having a cigar. We're in the works of our own cigar. We're very blessed that somebody had come to us to ask us if we would like to have a cigar made by them. And we're super stoked about it. So that's in the works. And I can see before 2021 is up, we will have a cigar on the market that people can say, hey, listen, you know, I watched that podcast. That's their cigar. Like, that's the one that they made. They blended it. Yeah. I got to try it out. So
we'll be happy to taste it.
No doubt.
We will certainly send you guys. As soon as it's done, we're still working on the blend. I actually have the cigars in the humidor right now that Eric and I will try out on Wednesday. But we will dial down the blend, and then it becomes the naming and the artwork and the band and the boxes, and then it becomes all the aesthetic stuff. But
yeah, we never envisioned our, you know, having a cigar so early on. Like, we always said, hey man, it'd be cool to have a cigar. Like, yeah, you know, that'd be cool. You know, there's a lot of work going to it, but to actually offer someone services to give us our own cigar, you know, pretty early on in our career in our podcast, not even 2 years up, you know, it was pretty cool. And, you know, like Justin said, we're super excited, and just have something of your own, just like our own podcast. It's just another thing that you can add, saying, this is my baby. I can't wait to let other people have it and let people see what it's all about.
Well, it's funny because, I mean, that's another thing that we've talked about too. You know, I don't know when that will come, but I can certainly see us having one, you know, in the future. So I just think we're so aligned on a lot of different things. You know what I mean? Mm. Earlier we kind of talked about like going to cigar lounges. What's your take on the big brand cigars versus your household name cigars, right? Your boutique cigars.
There you go. That's
the word. Yeah. I mean,
do you guys have a lot of boutique cigars that you're big fan of, or do you like the bigger name cigars?
No, I mean, Justin and I, another thing we have in common is that we just like an array of cigars. We don't like to buy boxes of cigars. We don't want to have cigars of the same thing. We like to try all different kinds of blends, all different kinds of brands. So, I mean, we will smoke the Davidoffs, the Padrones, the Fuentes, but we all also smoke boutique guys like Warp Cigars or Nova Cigar or Blackbird Cigar. I think I could speak for the both of us, but you know, we just like to have it all and try it all. I think it's the best cigar to have is the cigar that you want that day. So that's my perspective on it.
The one that's in your hand.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. I think what we like to do is, like you said, the different cigar lounges. One of the things I always like to do, and actually we had interviewed somebody in the past, we interviewed a gentleman by the name of Joshua Haberski, who was the head of government relations for the PCA, formerly known as the IPCPR. And he said this, and I'm like, you know what, that's interesting, because I do the same thing. Is whenever you go to a cigar lounge, wherever it may be, we'll grab three cigars. You grab the cigar that you're going to smoke that day, grab a cigar, ask the guy, what's new? Like, what's new? What'd you just get in? What's late, like hot on the market right now? And then the third cigar will be one of their house blends, because the house blend is unique to that lounge. Like, they don't have many of the, you're not going to go to another lounge and find that blend. That's unique. I do the same thing whenever I go to a bar. If I travel all over the United States, or used to before COVID, and I go to a bar and they'd be like, what are you drinking? Like, what's your local beer? Like, what's one of the local things you have? Do you have a local beer? Do you have a local bourbon? Do you have what's local? Give me that. Because I can get one of the, you know, a whatever vodka is, or a bullet, or a you know, name one of them, the big name brands. I can get those anywhere else. I can't get that local thing unless I'm at that lounge. So that's what we try to do.
I love it. I think we're the same way. Yeah, let's do it. So we have reached the part of the show where we're going to land the plane, if you will. And as Cuff pointed out earlier, this segment is brought to you by the good folks at Grand Bouleau. Visionaries, obviously, if you've been watching and following the show, the official cognac of the show is Grand Bouleau. Again, thank you again to Francisco, the owner, Jameson, the entire group of the Lovers team, everybody involved in the partnership. Visionaries, get your hands on a bottle of Grand Bouleau. You cannot taste anything more different. It's going to change your life, I promise.
It's time to pour up.
Amen. There's your glass to you, sir.
Okay, I got to pour a little. Oh, what? Let me pour a little topper.
I got
a little topper. Oh.
Hey, look, why we're all pouring, let's Let me take a picture of all of us.
I almost just spilled that whole bottle on my lap right there. Would have had a bottle of tequila on my lap. That's okay.
Wait. You guys ready? Here we go. One. There you go.
Boom.
Help you up on the ground.
To the barn down.
To the Vision Lab.
Salud. Amen.
So, Eric, I'm going to ask you, for anyone that's looking to get into the podcast world,
yeah,
what's one piece of advice that you would give them to get started, on getting started?
One piece of advice I would give someone starting out a podcast, I mean, it's the same thing that I always believe in anything I'm trying to do, news. Just do it. Just take the first step. Who cares what people think? Who cares what it looks like? Like Justin said, it's going to suck. It's not going to be the best. But doing that first initial step, just getting over that hump, that's the biggest, that's like the biggest thing I find, for at least myself, and I think other people, is just doing it. So if there's one piece of advice I can give to somebody starting out for a podcast, is just start it. That's all it takes. If you don't like it, you don't like it.
It reminds me of Steve Harvey, and I know that he didn't come up with this, but I'm a big Steve Harvey fan as it relates to like his motivational speeches and whatnot. And he says that everything that you want is on the other side of fear. So, you know, you talk about just doing it. And Mo had to finally kick me out of the nest and say like, look, let's go. You know, so I love it, man. I respect it.
There's a quote by a man named Andy Frisella. He's the CEO of First Form. I don't know if you ever listened to his podcast. He has a podcast called the Mother Effing CEO, and now it's called what's it called now, Justin?
Real AF.
Real AF. But he says something very similar to Steve Harvey. He says usually what's holding you back is something good, because it's the fear. And Justin and I, we read books. We talk about this book called Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill, and it's all fear based.
Great book, fantastic book. Highly recommend it.
And
what is it again? Outrun the Devil.
Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. So basically, in a nutshell, Napoleon Hill sits down with the devil and just has an interview with him, and just the devil confesses everything and why he controls the majority of the world, and it's based on fear and poverty and all this stuff. And it's a good perspective on life, on, you know, in reality.
You ask me what's mine? No, then. So, dang, you just threw me off.
So since we're talking about books, I was trying to give him a layup here, but since we're talking about books, Eric, what's your favorite book? Justin, what's your favorite book?
I don't have a favorite book, but I just finished a book yesterday called Outliers. And it's a book about success, but it's about the outskirts of success, not the stuff that people always look at. People see Bill Gates, people say, see Warren Buffett, but they don't see what's surrounded them. And they talk about the time people were born, the way they were raised, the certain opportunities they've had. And it just goes into a lot of the surrounding outskirts of success, not just that they were the best. And it's a very interesting perspective to see what goes into it. Like for example, they talk about Canadian hockey players. And in Canada, the cutoff is January 1st. So the kid who's born on January 2nd has a whole year, even though he turns 10 the same year, he has a whole year to develop and mature. So by the time the next year he comes around, he's on top of his class. He's on top of, top of his league. And if you look at statistically in hockey where their birthdays are, it's usually between January, February, and sometimes March. And those are usually the most successful hockey players. It's just weird little stuff that people don't think about. And that's what Outliers brings, in the book. It's pretty interesting.
Check it out. Definitely. Justin, what about you, sir?
It's a very, very tough question. It's like asking what your favorite cigar is.
That's next.
I would say, we can go on that for hours. But I can name a few. So Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill, very good book. Like Eric said, talks about the main thing that holds everybody back from anything is fear of whatever it is, and how to overcome that. and being the devil that is the instiller of fear there. Same author, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. Fantastic book. I highly recommend if you are trying to start your journey on personal development, that should be the first book that you pick up. Yeah. There's another book, and I was actually going to mention this. It kind of ties two different. You had asked the question of what would be one piece of advice to start a podcast. And this is a book that kind of talks about that piece of advice that I would give. And it's a book called Start With Why by Simon Sinek. And yep. He talks about, I don't know if you're familiar with the book, but he talks about if you're going to do anything, he said, start with the why. So if you're going to start a podcast, start with the why. Why are you starting this podcast? Why do you want to have a successful podcast? What's the main reasoning behind it? Figure out what that is and hold on to it, because that is going to be the driving force that wakes you up every single day. Having the $1 million, it could be, you know, that could be the what. I want $1 million, but why do you want $1 million? Do you want $1 million just to have $1 million? Then, okay, that's probably not going to motivate you every single day. Do you want $1 million so that your kids never have to work again, or 10 million, whatever it is? That's going to motivate you every single day, not the $1 million. It's going to be the why do you want that? So I would say that's another book that I would recommend. I would say The Alchemist, Paulo Coelho, another great one. And to make it 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, simple one, Compound Effect. Compound Effect is another great book. There you go. Compound Effect talks about the sum of small efforts will compound into your grand goal. It says the greatest analogy that they talk about, and I tell everybody this, is if you fly a plane from New York to JFK to Los Angeles, if you deviate from your path by 1 degree in the beginning, you will completely miss LA and not even know that you missed it. And the analogy behind that is if you're on your path to success and you decide that, okay, today I'm not going to do what I have to do. I'm going to deviate. And then the next day, I'm not going to do what I have to do. And then the next day, I'm not going to do what I have to do. And you keep doing that over and over and over again. You are not even going to get to your goal. You're not even going to know that you missed it because you're going to be on some other path. So it says doing the same thing, the little things every single day over and over and over again will eventually compound and you'll reach your goal. So those would be my 5 books right there.
We are like so on the same level right now, every one of those books. I haven't read the Outwitting the Devil yet, but that will make the roster for 2021. This year, definitely. I want to try to read 21 books this year. That's my personal goal. So I love that, man. Thank you.
I mean, you already said Think and Grow Rich. I've read Art of War multiple times. I feel like I just learned something new every time I go through it. That's kind of like where I stick to. I'm expanding my palate when it comes to that. Think and Grow Rich, and then Cuff turned me on to Mind Hack, and the guy's name, it's at this point, it escapes me. But it's very much in the same realm of Think and Grow Rich and all those books. And it's really just truly about, like, if you train your mind, everything else will take care of itself. But the mind is such a, I tell my wife all the time, my wife's a therapist. And it's amazing. The mind is such a powerful thing, but it's such a fragile thing at the same time. It's just,
absolutely.
It's an amazing thing to, if you really take a step back and think about, you know, the greatest ideas, some of the greatest things that have ever been done in humanity started with somebody's thought process. But yet we're so fragile mentally. It's an amazing thing to think about.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a great thing to point out. You said that everything in existence, every great thing that happened that humanity did, every great technological advancement, every greatest thing that happened all started up here. In somebody's brain, they had a thought that it could be done, and then they went out and did it.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, and it's so simple, like you said, Mo. It's the most complex thing, but also the most fragile thing in the same breath. And it's completely true.
So let me, as we get ready to wind it down. So we asked everybody on the show, it's both of you guys, I guess this is gonna be a big table, right?
Yeah.
So it's both of you guys, and you each get 5 people that you want at your table. The only caveat or stipulation, if you will, we put on it is you can't have, you know, whatever higher power you believe in at your table. They can be dead or alive though.
Wow. I missed, you were kind of cutting it out. I missed the caveat. What was it?
The caveat is you can't have whatever higher power you believe in at your table. Because, you know, obviously, you know, whoever you believe in, everyone will want to talk to them, right? Or her.
Yeah.
You know, depending on who you believe in.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a big question.
Wow. I have that is a phenomenal question. I'm going to remember that question to ask people because that is a very good question.
No problem at all, man. What?
Wow. What people would you have at your table?
You each get five people at your table.
Holy cow.
Wow.
We'll make it easier for you guys. We'll do a little popcorn. So, Justin, you go first, then Eric, and we'll go back and forth. That way you'll have some time to think about it.
I feel like we'll have some of the same people.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, man. Who would I have at table? Oh, geez. I feel like the five that I pick, I wish I could have so many. I feel like it's not gonna do justice, and I feel like I'm gonna be leaving people out that should be in, and it's like you can interchange them.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Oh man. Oh gosh.
Gotta make it count.
Of all time, doesn't matter, dead or alive, have them on.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I'll say one. I don't know if because we talked about it earlier, but I watched one of Kobe Bryant's last interviews, and his where he was in his life, I just felt like he was at the pinnacle of his lifetime. So I would say Kobe Bryant to be one of them.
Yes.
I would love Kobe to sit Bean. Down and just talk exactly Everyone. What we're talking about.
Everyone. On you, Justin.
Kobe Bean. Yeah, Kobe Bean. That's a great one. That's a good one, Eric. I was trying to think. I'm trying to think of like way back. Oh man.
What else?
Maybe I don't know, just because of the amount of wealth that he amassed in his time, maybe John D. Rockefeller. Just to hear more of like the business side of because I don't know if you ever watched The Men Who Built America, and they've had like a number of different, like they talk about all the big industries, like the railroad, the banking, oil, all those things. And just because of the amount of wealth that he had amassed over amount of time, just to hear like the business side of it, that might be very interesting. And again,
I feel like
there's so many. I feel like such a hard question. I feel like I don't want to, I almost feel like I'm on a test right now, and I don't want to say the wrong answer.
We always want our guests to leave this show saying, man, those guys asked us some tough-ass questions, and we had to think.
Oh, for sure. I'm trying to
– See, Eric's got his phone that he could look up right
no,
now.
No, no, I'm not. I don't have anything on my phone. I had to get a reminder, but I think Justin's going to like this one. But Eric Thomas, that dude gets you okay. In the freaking zone. When my first job out of college was going door knocking. I used to knock on people's doors, door-to-door salesperson selling Verizon Files, TV, phone, and internet. And I would watch Eric Thomas motivational videos on YouTube to get fired up because I would be out in the rain, out in the snow at 9 o'clock at night. And I didn't want to knock on someone's door at 8:30 at night because they're probably getting ready for bed. But I put on Eric Thomas and he would get me fired up. And I would just be like, you know what? Screw it. What do I got to lose? If I get the door slammed on me, forget about it. At least I just did it. So Eric Thomas would be one of them because he has a great story.
Oh, man.
Back on you, Justin.
Just to get you like fired up, and I know you said no higher power, so this is not, this will be my workaround for that. Bishop Jakes. Bishop, I would probably have, because I mean, talk about getting fired up. Like I watch a lot of his Instagram stuff and I'm like, man, this guy knows how to preach. Like this guy delivers the message and I'm like, shit, okay. Like I'll be doing something and then I'm watching it pops up and I'm watching this video. I'm like, sure, I got to get off my ass now. I got to do something. This guy is just preaching right now. So I'm going to put him on the list.
I like it.
I got, you know, old blue eyes himself, Francis Albert, Frank
Eric,
Sinatra.
You're freaking killing me right now. Eric is passing the test right now. Damn.
I'm just trying to think of people that, you know, Frank Sinatra, he was the coolest dude around. Everyone loved to be around that guy. And I just wanted to, you know, just sit down and just understand you know, what it takes to be Mr. Cool. Like,
you're crushing it right now.
I don't know how. I don't know why these guys are coming to me. But yeah.
I'm up. Oh, man.
I know. I'm not really giving Justin any time to think.
You're just like rattling them off. And I'm like really trying to think because there's so many people that you can have at your table.
I know, man.
So who did we say? We said Kobe Bean. We said either John, Frank Sinatra, Eric Thomas, Rockefeller. Bishop Jakes, Rockefeller. You know what? I'm going to go with Napoleon Hill. I mean, for a dude he literally studied success and he studied all of the other successful moguls in their industry and then wrote a book about it. So I'm like, I kind of get like 10 in one right there. I'm going to go with Napoleon Hill.
That's a good one.
All right. This one's hard for me because it's one or the other and I can't figure out which one because they're so similar. But, I don't know. Because my two favorite rappers are J. Cole and Nas. And I don't know which one I would rather sit with. Because they're so good and they're so similar musically and lyrically.
You got two seats.
You got two seats left.
You can pick the last two right there.
God, you know, I don't want to take up both. But, you know, I want to try to think of another one. But, golly, that's a good one. Oh, God. If I had to pick one, I don't know why. It's just saying J. Cole. So it would be J. Cole, Jermaine Cole.
Jermaine. Mr. Nice Watch.
Mr. Nice Watch.
Oh, man. I'm looking up.
Justin's trying to get some inspiration.
I know. I'm looking up, and I'm trying to think of which one you would – man. Oh, goodness. What do I got up there? We got the pictures. Who do you sit with?
I got another one. These guys are coming to me now.
Yeah, I'm getting stumped right now on who I would pick.
I got three seats left.
Yeah, I don't want to waste too much time here. I might have to just pick a name here,
dude. Think of movies. Think of music. Think of art. Think of books. Think of people like family.
Yeah. I'm trying, man. You took all the good ones there.
They come to me, son.
I'm surprised I haven't heard the name George Steinbrenner yet.
Steinbrenner?
You know, he's a legend.
You know one? I got one who I'd love to sit with.
The person Jim on my list. Go ahead.
Jim Valvano. I would sit with Jimmy V.
Jimmy V. All right. Rest in peace.
Jimmy V. Ever since, I mean, Jimmy V, man, because of that speech is probably one of my favorite speeches of all time. That speech is hands down fantastic on every level. I would sit with Jimmy V, especially when they looked at him. They're like, yo, you got to get off the stage. And he's like, basically, F you. I'm going to sit here as long as I want.
I'm dying of cancer. I will say whatever I want to say. You will sit here and listen to me.
I'm gonna pick Jimmy V.
So you said George Steinberger, but it's I thought of him early on when I said Kobe, but Derek Jeter. I mean, you want to talk about the dude who was so low key and was like on the top of his class and was again, he was just the coolest dude around. You never heard about that man in the media. You never heard him about any getting in trouble, and he was just smooth. And he was a champion, so he's probably another cool guy to have a cigar with.
I agree with that for sure. All right, Justin.
The last one. Okay.
Say the best for last.
The last one.
The last one.
I'm gonna go with one of these two guys. Actually, there's three guys, and it's because.
So our party is turning from a party to a full blown reunion.
There's three guys, okay?
It's one a real soiree we're having here.
Because I already picked a writer. But I'm probably going to sit down with this guy just because. Okay. It's either Babe Ruth. Okay. And I'm not a baseball guy, but Babe Ruth being the Babe smoke cigars like on a regular basis.
The basically, great you think Bambino. Like,
baseball and Babe Ruth, right? Albert Einstein, because when you think of like smartest man to ever walk the planet, the first thing Albert Einstein comes to mind, or William Shakespeare. And I don't read a lot of William Shakespeare, but I just feel like the conversation would be very interesting.
Be elevated for sure.
Right? Like, I don't know why. I don't really read a lot of William Shakespeare, but if you ever think of like, all right, what's a famous writer? The first thing people might think of is William Shakespeare. Who's a famous poet? William Shakespeare. So probably one of the two. If I had to pick, I'm not going to pick William Shakespeare because I already picked Napoleon Hill. Either Albert or Babe. Let's go with the Babe. I think the Babe would have a little bit more interesting stories than Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein would probably be really technical.
Babe Ruth would definitely have some stories.
Right, Babe Ruth would have some stories. But the best part about this whole thing, the best part about this is that Eric and I are partners. We're always together. So technically, we just had like a 10-person table.
Bro, this is a soiree.
We got a party happening. Really good question.
Give us three guys. What are three guys for you? We won't say five. We'll give you three guys.
All right. I'll do different ones because we've done this, you know, before too. But,
of course.
I would say, God, what's his name? Big boxer. Old school black boxer.
George Foreman?
No, way back.
Jack Johnson?
No. I'm going to have you a title pro.
Joe Lewis. No, is it Joe? Yeah, it's Joe Lewis.
No, that's not the one. I would start with Jackie Robinson.
Ooh, okay.
I would want to know the pressures that, you know, you talk about pressure, right? Like being the first African American to play baseball for the major league, night in, night out, having to deal with that in that time period, you know, having to sleep in different quarters than the rest of the teammates, being spit on, being called racial slurs, but still enduring that and dominating the game.
No doubt.
So that would, I'd start with him. There's another boxer, I can't think of his name right now. He was one of the first to ever do it. And it's not Jack Johnson.
It's first black heavyweight champion in the world.
Okay, maybe it is.
Yeah, Jack Johnson.
Okay.
He knows. Mo knows. Mo knows.
Are we going back and forth?
I already have my three, but you got one more.
Okay. I got two.
Dude, you just said Jackie Robinson, Jack Johnson.
No, I didn't say Jack. I was thinking of him.
Okay.
Continue. All right, so then I'll go. It's always tough for me because I love what Jay-Z has done. Like post career, but even though he's still doing stuff, but like Diddy, man, like at his prime, like the hustle
that he had.
Like it's just insane. Like the will to win at all costs. And just, you know, because my list will always change, by the way. So I'll say Mark Cuban as the last
one. Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, that's a real good one. All three of them are good.
My three, so they change all the time. Today, my three would be Bomani Jones. He's my favorite podcaster. I think he's brilliant, and I love the way he conducts his show.
Bomani.
I love to sit down at the table with LeBron because we're basically like the same age. And the fact that we've never seen anything like him and he has paid off on every single thing that was ever put upon him and done it in spades and done it in a way that is like so awesome. And then I would say the person who's on my mind right now, maybe because I got a birthday, you know, I just had a birthday, would be my dad. Just for him to be able to see what's going on right now. I'm coming up on 2 years without him. Just for him to be able to see like what I'm doing. Like my dad was like truly old school. Like he still owned a typewriter when he passed away. So like he wouldn't even, I'd have to explain the idea of what a podcast would is to my dad. Like, he's that ilk, right? So it'd be cool like really show him like what I got going on right now.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And guys, that list will always change. It's kind of like, you know, the cigar that you're smoking on for the day, right? It's just,
yeah.
It really gets the mind going and really, you know, helps you dig back deep and really think about like the people that have really done some outstanding and amazing things. And so last question of the podcast, and we ask this like Mo said to everybody, but before we do, For those visionaries that are still tuning in, if you like this content, go ahead and hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe to our channel. But how can our visionaries get a hold of the Burn Down Podcast? What are your social media outlets and any way that they want to get in hold of you?
They could, on Instagram, you got the Burn Down Podcast. Then we have another page. It's called the Burn Down Academy, which is our informative cigar videos. All the kind of different how-tos. You can follow Justin, the Dapper Cigar, myself as the Brother Cigar. And then we're on YouTube at the Burn Down Podcast, and then Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, any kind of podcast form.
Love it, love it. All right, so we're going to split this question up into two parts. I'll let each of you guys address one part, okay? So, Justin, I'll start with you. What advice with today's version of Justin, what advice would you be giving yourself from 5 years ago?
Dang. What advice would I give Justin from 5 years ago? I know what I would give my younger self, like earlier, like 15, 20 years ago. 5 years ago, well, I'll start with 20 years. 20 years ago, I would probably say, and I know this might be cliche, where everybody says what you put your mind to, you can achieve. But I would say that to stop caring what other people think at a young age, because a lot of times it prevents us from doing stuff because we're afraid of what other people might think. So I would say, don't give a shit about what other people think of whatever your dream is, regardless of how crazy it might seem, regardless of how, you know, ludicrous people might think you are for chasing it. Don't give a shit what they think. And if you really want something, if you put the work in, you can guarantee that you're going to get it as long as you put the work in. And stop being so lazy. So I would say those two things. 5 years ago? 5 years ago would probably be a little bit more targeted. Probably be stop wasting precious time, because you don't know how much time you really have. I'd probably say stop wasting the precious moments that you have, for whatever it is, precious moments with family members, precious moments with being able to just to research something or to go after a goal or to work out, whatever it might be. There's so many moments in the day that we kind of just let slip away because we drift into watching TV or scrolling on social media, doing whatever it is. And 2, 3, 4 hours go by and you're like, where the hell did it go, when you could have been doing something else? So those are that's what I would give my younger self, and then 5 years ago.
Preach. All right, Brother Eric.
You know, 5 years ago.
My fault.
Oh,
missed that one.
You're good.
We're gonna fast forward the clock 5 years from now. Okay.
What advice would
the older version of Eric, what advice is he telling you today?
35 years old. What am I going to tell myself today? Wow. That's harder to think about. That's definitely harder to think about. You don't really think about that. You think of what would you tell your younger self, but you don't really know what you'd say for your older self to tell you now. Wow. It has to be, I'm pondering here.
Now you know how I felt when I first got asked the question of how many people at the table. Yeah. You know how I felt.
No, I think myself 5 years from now would just say, you know, don't stop putting the work in now. You know, keep doing what you're doing every single day, because I was ready to answer the question, you know, about 5 years ago. You know, myself 5 years ago. And you know, it's the same bulb. I was going to tell myself 5 years ago, you know, start putting in the work now. You know, don't delay. Don't take life so la-di-da. So 5 years from now, telling myself is do it now, because you don't want to be in the same situation you are in now as you thought 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So if I was 35 years old now, I would just say, keep putting the work in and just keep doing what you got to do. And you don't want to look back 5 years ago and saying, wow, do I really need to start now? So I don't know if that makes sense, but I'd be telling myself, just do it. Just keep doing it.
100%, man, 100%. Well, gentlemen, it's been outstanding. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for answering the DM. Thank y'all for jumping into the lab with us. Episode number 99 is in the books, and we are oh too excited, man.
Yeah.
To all of our visionaries that are still tuning in, thank you so much for your love and support. Remember, each one of our guests are dropping nuggets of wisdom on the trail of life. Ultimately, my friends, it's up to you to pick them up.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Ryan Mosley. He is Ryan Cuffey. The voices you have been hearing are Justin and Eric of the Burn Down Podcast. Catch them on all streaming platforms every single Friday. Again, episode 99 is in the books. Thanks again to all of our sponsors, Blowing Smoke Cigar Lounge, Class A Vodka, Dallas Leaf LLC, Jameson and the good folks at Grand Brulo Cognac. We'll see you guys next week on the 100th episode of the Vision Lab Podcast.
Cuff and Mo, thank you. We appreciate you guys for having us on, man. It was a blast. Cheers to you guys, and cheers to 99.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, guys.
Blessings.